This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Republican National Convention is this week, and President Trump spoke a little bit about what you're going to see coming this week after the constant attacks by the Democrats and presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Well, I think we're going to see something that is going to be very uplifting and positive. That's what I'd like it to be. I think you have to defend yourself by talking about some of the lies, like when he says Social Security. I don't think he knows too much about Social Security.
And though President Trump will be giving his official speech on Thursday night, he will be actively engaged each night of the convention. The Trump campaign announced the full roster of speakers, including First Lady Melania Trump, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, former Ambassador Nikki Haley, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, and former New York Governor Rudy Giuliani. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on a trip to the Middle East, the first of two senior U.S. officials to head to the region this week, as the Trump administration presses an ambitious Arab-Israeli peace push. Pompeo is traveling to Israel, several Gulf Arab states, and Sudan. To accelerate progress in the region, Pompeo is expected to be followed to many of the same destinations later in the week by Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, according to several diplomats. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared a disaster declaration in 23 counties as approaching storms are expected to impact his state as well as Louisiana and Mississippi. Hurricane Marco and Tropical Storm Laura, both forecast to make landfall early this week, will be arriving as the area continues to respond to the coronavirus. The National Hurricane Center has upgraded Marco to a full hurricane with maximum winds of 80 miles an hour. They also warned it could bring life-threatening storm surges. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A Postal Service bill has passed the House, but faces a battle in the Senate, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
The House has approved a bill that provides $25 billion in funding to the U.S. Postal Service and also includes a pushback to changes that critics say would cause major delays in mail-in ballots during the election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CNN that wasn't the only concern.
Of course, they don't want to do anything about the election, the $25 billion that would go to the Postal Service. And that's not about the elections only. It's about the coronavirus. It's about the nearly 100% of the prescriptions that go through the mail from VA for our veterans.
On ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
When you look at the bill that was passed yesterday, that bill was not a serious bill. It's $25 billion. It doesn't do anything to sustain the postal system long term. It's going nowhere.
It's been 3 months since the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis sparked nationwide protests against police brutality, calling for criminal justice reform. In California, lawmakers now have until August 31st to consider more than a dozen bills aimed at reducing, overseeing, and disciplining the kind of police violence that led to Floyd's death. A recent study by the American Civil Liberties Union found that fatal shootings by police officers did not appear to slow down amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Thanks for spending part of your time with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
I think there's a lot of confusion about 2016. People think that Donald Trump won because people didn't like Hillary Clinton. And that was part of why he won, but he also won by laying out his policy agenda and doing it in a way that really showed how different he would be from a lot of establishment Republicans and establishment people in D.C. And that was completely missing from this convention. Usually after a convention, you have a little bump in the polls because you've got these 4 days of, you know, marketing and publicity and whatnot. And I expect that that would happen with this one as well. But just hours after that convention ended, it's Republicans who sound most giddy about what they just went through. The convention was not a success. It didn't lay out a strong case other than we absolutely, viscerally loathe this man that is our political opponent. And Donald Trump went out and gave a speech where he talked about his accomplishments over the last 4 years, and he went through all sorts of policy, foreign policy, domestic policy, talked about what he wants to accomplish in the next 4 years, and he talked about the threat that he sees facing average Americans from an increasingly politicized left. So just because Joe Biden doesn't want it to be a policy race doesn't mean that everybody else has to agree with it.
Well, and that was kind of the temperament over the weekend, and particularly with the Sunday news shows, and that is that we're talking about a missed opportunity by the Democrats to talk about why they should be, you know, brought back into the White House. Why should they lead the way in all things? All they could do is deride this president, talk about how he poorly handled the coronavirus, but yet there was no comparative other than just their language saying that he had done such a lousy job, 175,000 deaths so far and counting with COVID. And you know, you look at those numbers and you see how they try to put that upon the president, but you can't help if you have any sense of critical thinking and even some understanding of history to question, would the Democrats actually do much better? I mean, you know, Joe Biden says he's going to talk to Fauci. Well, the president's been talking to Fauci, he's been talking to Birx, he's been talking to all these, you know, these scientists and people that know better, you know, supposedly, and they're doing the best they can, coming up with different ideas as to what we can do. And meanwhile, the president, to his credit, is concerned about the welfare of our overall government. You know, what it's doing economically, psychologically with the people and all this. I mean, think not. I mean, they try to make this president as if he's some sort of heartless individual. I mean, even his brother can't pass away with some sort of, you know, maligning or bad mouthing, you know, about his character. And then, of course, the other thing was over the weekend, you know, they still want to try to make something out of, you know, a family member's comments about Donald Trump's character. Look at, you know, in any kind of family, you're going to have contention. I mean, there were 9 kids in our family. It wasn't like all of us got along kumbaya. When my dad was around, we all got along. He had a way of bringing us together, all the disparate points. But, that it doesn't matter. I mean, you're going to have people looking at individual fan, whether it's family members or anything. I mean, we all know that. That's nothing new. But the media would try to make something out of it as if, President Trump is some uniquely, just incredible human being. And what has the guy done? I mean, he's come out of, his own world and realm to save our country. He felt like he was the one, to do it. And look what he's been doing, whether it is with China, though, you've got the Democrats nipping at his heels all the time. In fact, I just did an interview with DJ Kennedy Ministries about the media bias. I mean, it's so obvious. I mean, 95, it's been consistent. 95% of what's been reported on the president has been negative. And of course, toss into that mix, some fake news here and there, just for a little pepper and salt, just kind of spice things up. Why not? But see, and after everything's all said and done, and then the media and others wonder, they go, well, why aren't you buying into this? I mean, we bought into this. We believe what the media has told us about President Trump, that he's this mean, evil man. And others are saying, conversely, I don't see it that way. I don't get it that way. I see what he's done for business. I see what he's done in terms of lifting the boot of Regulation Nation off the throat of productive people. And look what happened. The economy began to flourish and take off. And then again, here it is. We're faced with COVID. And I think that after we get on the other side of this, there's going to be, a different sense of policy on this. Because in so many ways, the regulators, the deep state, the Dr. Fauci's of the world really jumped the shark on this thing. I mean, you can look and say, okay, seriously, this is a serious pandemic, no doubt about it. But did we have to complicate it and even add to the seriousness and the complications of it? This is what President Trump was warning about. Do not let the cure be worse than the disease. And I think we're there because of, the damage that's being done. I mean, we have become a fearful nation. It's kind of amazing, in such a short period of time, what it took to make America fearful. Now, we're smarter than this, but the Democrats and those that would want to control us think that we're not. And look at, yes, be careful. Yes, practice social distancing. Wear a mask when you're in crowds. But the thing is still, I still haven't got an answer for, is why people want to wear, why do they want you to wear a mask while you're driving a car and you're by yourself? I mean, you're breathing your own carbon dioxide. And no wonder you get a little bit lightheaded. I mean, some common sense things like that. And there's some states that are proclaiming that you should wear masks even in your home. Well, come on. I mean, this is really fear running amok here. And we've got to be a lot smarter than this. In fact, I was just talking with my doctor over the weekend about, this whole controversy over hydroxychloroquine. And I know whenever you say that, it's like some people, I don't want to hear any more of, you believe in that stuff. Well, look at, again, this is what fake news and the mainstream media, how they have not helped us. Because we're looking, for solutions here. And what happened, they bought into a narrative that is perpetrated by people who are interested in what the government decides to go with by way of vaccine. We're talking windfall profits to people. You go back, as we've said repeatedly on this show, as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, you follow the money. What is the money telling you? Where are the interests here? Hydroxychloroquine, a dose, less than $10. Okay? Remdesivir, for example, $3,000. Well, what do you think that they want to promote more? Oh, yeah, let's promote the $3,000 dosage. And, by the way, are you aware that there are certain insiders who have an interest in remdesivir? In other words, they will gain quite handsomely if the government and everybody endorses remdesivir. And, of course, there's some other, vaccines that are out there that are said to be maybe 50-50. But, again, follow the money and see what's going on here. This is the challenge that we have in this country. yes, we generate a lot of wealth and a lot of money, and when it comes to helping the general public, we go overboard with it. And you get people, sadly, that only think of themselves, and they don't think of the greater good of we the people. So you got to keep an eye on these sort of things, and this is what happens when we're fearful. Our intelligence is stifled, we're reduced to our lowest common denominator, and the elites get to have fun at our expense. We've got more coming up. Thanks for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, it's going to be a huge contrast. You know, it's not going to be the gaslighting
from the DNC. You know, Americans turn on their TVs and they can see what's happening. And the Democrats won't even acknowledge it. And I think that is a true indicator of what type of leaders that they would be. They would ignore the American public as their cities are on fire, as their businesses are burned to the ground, and as their stores are looted. Whereas President Trump is going to acknowledge these hot spots, talk about the solutions that he has and has been offering to these Democrat-controlled cities that have really gone snub. So the contrast is going to be great. The president has a positive message to deliver. He has many policies that he'll be able to talk about, and people. And this is the important thing, Pete. He's going to have the people, not the politicians, not the Hollywood stars, but the people talk about the president's policies and how they've benefited from them, so all of America can see just how great our president is.
Well, Trump campaign spokesperson Katrina Pearson talking about the comparative difference that she anticipates we'll see, you know, starting tonight as day one of the Republican National Convention gets underway. We've been told the president will be, he will be very visible. And we'll be speaking all four nights. So, we know Donald Trump. We know that he is aware on and gifted and has the right people around to produce something, even as restricted as this could be, in terms of a partial virtual convention. So it'll be interesting. To see what comes out. The president is already laying out and has been clear about a vision for 2020, should he be reelected and beyond, what the people can count on. And that will be refreshing because, as Katrina pointed out, it was quite missing, for the Democrats, and I think a lost opportunity for them when they spent so much time, talking about how much they didn't like the president and slandering his character, as opposed to their ideas and what they would do to make things better. And even some of the things that they offered were things that were already in play that President Trump has been doing. Have you noticed that? But yet the media, was very positive that it was such a, such a great and inspirational speech, which was actually reminiscent of things that he had said previously in previous campaign stops. And I'm not talking about this year. I'm talking of years gone by. We'll see what happens and see if the Republicans make a difference. I think the other interesting thing was that you would have expected the Democrats to get a sizable bump, because that's generally what happens after a convention. But I'm sure they're convincing themselves the reason they didn't is because of the virtual nature of the convention. But the Democrats are pretty good about, when things don't work out in their favor, they just kind of ignore it. The media lets it go. They give them a pass and they don't really, say much about it. But, after everything is all said and done, the people get it. The voters get it, because they're the ones that are going out there, and where the enthusiasm gap is so wide and disparate. It's amazing. I mean, I'm here in California and I'm seeing a lot of activity for Trump. My brother had mentioned to me that out in North Hollywood, which is kind of a very liberal area, that there was this big truck rally and fire truck rally and everything, for Donald Trump. And I said, well, how many bumper stickers for Biden Harris are you seeing? He goes, not seeing. And I go, I keep looking around, I'm not seeing anything either. I'm not seeing flags. But even in California, which again has become, has become so blue that they are blue. I mean, they're depressing. There's no hope with Biden Harris. But yet all these polls and things would want us to, believe that there's more there than is. And, are we being duped once again? Are people, what are they going to do now? I mean, they're already setting things up, already suggesting that, President Trump is not going to leave the White House. I mean, how ridiculous. I mean, you know, that he's not going to accept the results of, you know, of all the votes and that. And this whole mail voting, this mail-in voting, situation is just ridiculous. And what's happening, whether it's Chris Coons, Senator Chris Coons out of Delaware, you know, confusing the matter all along. And the Democrats are happy to do this because people are misunderstanding mail-in voting with absentee voting. This is the thing that is very frustrating when it comes to understanding what is happening in our government. You know, we're like all a bunch of mushrooms, and they just keep piling on the manure. And it's amazing how galling that they are, and how disingenuous, and how they are swaying the body politic. You know, it's not, you're tricking them. You're not even being honest with them. You're tricking people into thinking that mail-in voting is the same thing as absentee voting. They say, well, we've been doing this. Yeah, we've been doing absentee voting, not mail-in voting. Mail-in voting is everybody gets a ballot. It's sent out to every household that has ever voted, maybe in some cases that has a driver's license. And, oh, yes, by the way, we're back in California again, where the governor made sure a couple years ago that all illegals would have access to a California driver's license. Now, which is ironic, because I think after 9/11, we were all concerned about making sure that anybody that boarded an airplane had a legal driver's license. Well, California just in their brilliance says, oh, well, we'll just give everybody, you know, illegals, we'll give them a driver's license. So, okay, now they got the driver's license, and so the way they send out their ballots is anybody who has a driver's license gets a ballot. Well, illegals are still trying to figure out. I mean, people here, immigrants coming here, trying to figure out, okay, what do I do? All of a sudden they get this document says that they can vote, and they go, well, you know, I'm not legal. How do I mean, common sense would, you know, cause them to ask that question. Well, I'm not legal. You know, do I need to vote? Until they get a knock on the door from some Democratic operative that says, oh, you got to vote. Yeah, but I'm not legal. Don't worry about it. We'll just sign. Just sign it and we'll take that. And this is what they call ballot harvesting. This is all part of the process, how they were able to turn over 7 voting districts in California in one voting cycle, which is near impossible. Okay, but not with the Democrats. All things are possible, and including, you know, is Ed Pizzulli and I spoke earlier, and he's going to be on later on this week, again, about voter fraud and some of the things that are going on, which are astounding to me. I mean, because you have the Democrats saying every vote should count, every vote should count, but yet your vote is nixed as soon as they bring in all these faulty votes. Now your vote is not worth what it was before when it was posted and with truth and with validation, because now it's been diluted with all these other false votes that are coming in. So the whole idea of mail-in voting, absentee, a big ruse, but the Democrats are getting away with it. And I don't blame the president for calling out, but this is why Americans that are interested in still preserving our American dream and the U.S. Constitution must come out in force, because the Democrats, it's no holes barred at this point. They are so desperate because they know that if they lose this, and they could very likely lose the election and lose it in a big way. I mean, here's the scenario that we're faced with. They either lose in a big way, and America, I'm talking about the American voter, makes such a statement to the politicians to get their acts together and to really do away with, you know, this socialism and Marxist trajectory that our country is on, and that we want to preserve our constitutional rights. Otherwise, they're glad to take over. And they're going to run us right into the ground, and you can say bye-bye the American dream. This is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's this serious. And the Democrats, it's all or nothing for them. And I don't blame people, you know, for having this concern that Democrats will cheat. And they, you know, Chris Coons and others, oh, I can't believe people would think the Democrats would cheat. Well, maybe we think you've cheated because you've cheated. You know, and all that you've put this president through, and you put the people that voted him into office through for the last 3.5 years, it's absolutely disgusting. And then you're worried about whether or not the president's going to get out of the office. You guys never left the office. You guys have kept your people, you know, all these moles operating and doing everything they can to put sticks in the spokes of this president that only wants to make America great again. What a big problem, I guess. Well, good to have you with us. We've got more coming up. DeRoy Murdoch is up next.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in the languages people were born to speak.
Since 2009, the Tide Ministry has launched radio programs in 11 languages in Nigeria, each one reaching a different region and people group with the gospel. Listeners often report back about miraculous healing of body, soul, and relationships. One wrote, "I thank the Almighty God for restoring peace in my household." The Tide radio programs are potentially heard by almost half of the population of Nigeria. But the reality is that this still leaves over 100 million Nigerian people without access to gospel radio programs in the language they were born to speak. And because most of them are deeply entrenched in other religions, we still have much kingdom work to do in Nigeria.
To read more inspiring stories about how Jesus is touching lives through the Tide Radio Ministry in Nigeria, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Republican National Convention is this week, and President Trump spoke a little bit about what you're going to see coming this week after the constant attacks by the Democrats and presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Well, I think we're going to see something that is going to be very uplifting and positive. That's what I'd like it to be. I think you have to defend yourself by talking about some of the lies, like when he says Social Security. I don't think he knows too much about Social Security.
And though President Trump will be giving his official speech on Thursday night, he will be actively engaged each night of the convention. The Trump campaign announced the full roster of speakers, including First Lady Melania Trump, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, former Ambassador Nikki Haley, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, and former New York Governor Rudy Giuliani. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, live free and tell the truth. And especially when you get caught, you got to be upfront about it as we did. I got to tell you, I am so sorry. I gave you some scammed information about the Obama's vacation scam. Actually, it was a post that originated back in 2017 as we were able to do some research and find out more about it. And it came out recently in another Facebook post that Trump had just ended Obama's vacation scam. Before Obama left office, he arranged with the State Department for a series of official visits to foreign countries spanning the next 20 years. Well, of course, this was all satire. We got caught. I admit, I want to be upfront with you because, you know, this show is about credibility, and I don't want to lead you down some wrong road of deception or anonymous reporting. So, you know, our commitment to you is to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, and when we mess up, we're going to let you know. So I apologize for that misreporting on our behalf. With us right now, DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor, National Review Online contributing editor. And we're going to be talking Kamala Harris, the DNC, and what seems to be glaringly missing, DeRoy, is any kind of policy or any kind of ideas. I mean, they bash President Trump about his actions on COVID, and I don't hear any ideas on what they would do any different other than just saying that President Trump has it all wrong, including having it all wrong on the economy, which is amazing to me because the evidence clearly refutes that.
Bill, good to be with you. Yeah, I agree with you. I've been traveling, so I've not seen all that much of the Democrat Zoom convention or Skype convention, whatever you want to call it. But the bits I've been able to catch here and there, I've seen a lot of complaints about Donald J. Trump, the worst human being probably ever born, and all of his, innumerable sins and shortcomings and errors and so on and so forth. And what's always fun to hear them complain about his comments. Like, I believe John Kerry said that Donald J. Trump inherited a growing economy with falling employment and all that, and then he ruined it. And of course, they never talk about what happened.
He bankrupted, because that's what he does. He bankrupts everything, right?
Bankrupts everything he touches. And of course, if you look at the economy where it is now, it kind of looks that way. But of course, they don't talk about what happened in between, which is before the Chinese germs arrived, as I call them. We had the lowest unemployment in the country since Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, the lowest black, Hispanic, and Asian American or Americans of Asian descent unemployment in American history, the lowest female unemployment since the days of Dwight David Eisenhower. And if it weren't for the Chinese germs, things would probably be even lower, and the president would be up by 15 points. Unfortunately, we're all still dealing with COVID-19, which we didn't ask for. We didn't sign up for this, and here we are. The Democrats don't mention that, and that is the reason why his spectacular record has been sullied through no fault of his own or through no fault of anybody in this country. Now,
exactly.
That additional important, vital element of context is completely missing in all the speeches we're hearing out of Milwaukee or Zoom or Skype.
Right, exactly. Out in the netherworld. Well, you know, and to your point, the Democrats were really exposed even all the further. I don't know if you saw a tweet that was up for a short period of time from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She tweeted out, "It's vital that governors maintain restrictions on businesses until after the November elections, because economic recovery will help Trump be reelected. A few business closures or job losses is a small price to pay to be free from his presidency."
Did she? I didn't hear that. Did she actually admit
she
that?
She actually, I mean, I got a copy of the tweet right in front of me.
Oh, boy. Let's make that world famous. So this finally, the cat finally is out of the bag. I figured that these Democrats, that was their playbook, but that nobody was too stupid enough to write it down, but she actually wrote it down. That is amazing.
And tweeted it out, and then, of course, her handler said, we maybe want to get that down pretty quick.
Wow. Well, that's the whole game. I think that explains why we've seen the lockdowns going on, the business is not allowed to open, the gym's not allowed to open, everybody go home, lock the door, etc., and that is if you don't have people going back to work, the unemployment rate stays high, the GDP stays lower, the economic figures look bad.
Right.
The whole theory, the whole narrative that Donald J. Trump is an economic basket case continues. If people go back to work, the unemployment rate goes down, the GDP goes up, people think, well, we're recovering, we're getting over this, we're going back to making America great again, let's put the man back in office.
Exactly.
I'm pleasantly, delightfully stunned that she actually wrote down what I believe it has been in the heads of Democrats coast to coast, and now we really know what the playbook has been all along.
Well, the other thing that's quite obvious, DeRoy, is look at the differential between the blue states and the red states. The red states, the recovery is there. I believe that's what's carrying the day, and which is really giving us some hockey stick type of increase because of the foundation of the economy that Donald Trump put into place here. If we didn't have that, if we weren't energy efficient or self-sustaining right now, where would our country be in the midst of COVID-19? We would be an even more disastrous and precarious position if it hadn't been for the economy that had already been rolling along quite robustly until, you know, March of this year.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that we haven't crashed altogether is because we were, you know, up at 40,000 feet, and maybe we're down at 12 or 15,000. But if we'd been, you know, cruising along where Obama had us, which was about 8,000, we'd have gone right down to the ground and just shattered, you know, into 1,000 pieces. And so the good news is, you say, most of the indicators are indicating sort of a V recovery. You know, we went down very steeply, we bounced, we hit the ground, now we're heading straight back up. And as long as we don't lock everything back down any more than is prudent given the actual scientific realities on the ground, I think we'll continue to grow. My belief is if we can, the current unemployment rate is 10.2%. If we can get it into single digits, somewhere 9-something, 8-something, even 7-something, if we're that lucky, number one. And number two, if we have people getting some sort of vaccine, needles in arms in October, I think the president gets reelected. clearly people see the economy as heading back to where it was before, number one. And number two, the Democrats who whine about how he never responded, he was disengaged, he never did anything about COVID-19, which is a total lie. Mm-hmm. He'll be able to say, all right, you can complain about whatever happened in April and May, but you got a vaccine in 6 months. You're welcome. And
exactly.
I think those two arguments, he gets reelected. And by the way, the things that Trump didn't do, as we heard Andrew Cuomo on TV saying, oh, Trump didn't respond. Excuse me. That ship that was moored off the right next to Manhattan Island, the hospital ship Comfort, yes. The 3,000-bed hospital in the Javits Center, all the mobile ventilators that were sent in, the mobile hospitals that were set up elsewhere. Did those just happen magically? Was that gremlins that did this, or the leprechauns in the Lucky Charms box? How did these things get here? Oh, could it possibly be presidential leadership?
Exactly.
Donald J. Trump, and also he used the Defense Productivity Act, Production Act, which is pretty heavy-handed. I'm a libertarian. I'm not crazy about this, but we do have a pandemic without hundreds of thousands of people dying. And 78 different times on 78 different occasions, he used the Defense Production Act, which is a part of the U.S. Code, to tell companies, look, we need ventilators, we need masks, we need gowns. You need to make these. And the complaint by the left was, oh, why aren't you using the Defense Production Act? Well, guess what, folks? He used it 78 times as part of his, quote, non-response, quote, unquote, to COVID-19.
Well, the thing that's quite galling, especially when you speak of the governor there in New York, I mean, he cooked the numbers about the deaths that happened in these nursing homes. And what they did, according to Associated Press, is they weren't counting the people that left the nursing homes, were transported to the hospital, they died in the hospital, so those numbers didn't count. And so now they're looking at about 11,000 people who died in the nursing homes as a result of Governor Cuomo's policy to make sure sick people were sent to nursing homes. How did that make any sense?
Well, this is astonishing, and I don't know why the man has not been resigned, if not been arrested for this. There was a deliberate, very deliberate, specific act by Governor Andrew Cuomo, March 25 of this year. He issued a decree that said nursing homes must accept COVID-19 positive patients who come in through the door, number one. Number two, they cannot be tested for COVID-19. Number three, until April, I think it was 28th of this month or so, you could be COVID-19 positive and work inside a nursing home. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, yes.
If you were a 10-year-old kid watching TV, you would have learned within 5 minutes of this whole outbreak, get the virus as far away from old people as possible. And what did Governor Andrew Cuomo do? He took COVID-19 positive seniors and sent them directly into nursing homes, made a lot of them sick, and then the otherwise healthy older folks just started dropping dead to the tune, you say, of 11,000. And then he cooked the books to make it look like it was like only 6,000 people had died.
Well, not so bad. DeRoy Murdoch is our guest, and we're going to continue our conversation with him right after this. Stay with us.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. A new artificial intelligence breakthrough could make MRI scans significantly faster, so a scan that takes an hour today may take just minutes in the future. Faster scans would be better for patients, especially those who are in pain, young children, and others who have trouble remaining still. The new technique was developed by Fast MRI, an open-source research project from NYU Langone Health and Facebook AI. Now, a first-of-its-kind clinical study to be published in the American Journal of Rentgenology confirms these AI-created images are just as diagnostically accurate as traditional MRIs. Additional testing is underway, and the Fast MRI team is open-sourcing their code to enable others to use and build on their work. Dr. Michael P. Recht is the Lewis Marks Professor and Chair of Radiology at NYU Langone Health.
This is a significant milestone, and it shows that with AI, we can significantly improve the patient experience and provide the benefits of MRIs to many more people.
Visit fastmri.org.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America's Keep the Change program, which helps consumers save by rounding up purchases to the nearest dollar and transferring change from their checking into their savings account, is celebrating its 15th anniversary this September. Christian Baumfalk, Savings Product Executive at Bank of America, says the program enables consumers to save while spending without any extra effort.
Saving automatically is one of the smartest ways to reach your financial goals, and our Keep the Change program is a convenient way to make everyday purchases part of your overall plans. Whether you're just starting out on your savings journey or have been saving for years, Bank of America has the tools and expertise to help you reach your financial goal.
Since its inception, Keep the Change has helped more than 23 million customers save nearly $15 billion. Begin your savings journey and learn more at bankofamerica.com/keepthechange. Again, That's bankofamerica.com/keepthechange.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, observing the DNC convention, it kind of reminded me of, when I watch the kids in sports. And you could see the certain levels and the deficiencies, but they're your kids. And you just wish and hope that they're going to do great. In your heart, they're Olympic 10s. But the reality is, you know, they're far from it. And watching the DNC convention, it's like to hear Chris Wallace and some of the talking heads and the varying networks, it's like they're rooting for their kids. But the bottom line is, you know, it's like, you remember Grandma Claire with the Wendy's going, where's the beef? That's what I want to hear. Where is the beef? I'm not hearing any beef here, DeRoy Murdoch, from the Democrats in terms of policies and what they would do different. It's just, you know, let's blame Trump for everything. He's a bad guy, and we need to get rid of him just because we don't like him. But they're not giving any kind of substantive vision or ideas about what they would do about the economy. You know, I've often maintained in my experience in business and in marketing for some 50 years is if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look at what they've done. And this is what they're coming against. They're coming against a man, a president who has done a lot for our economy, as you cited earlier. And what we have to look back on is what Obama-Biden did. And the contrast is so stark and clear that the only thing they can do is try to bring personality and condemnation against Trump. And, of course, they've gotten plenty of coverage because, as we know, according to Newsbusters and the media center, is that 90-95% of the media reporting in the mainstream media has been absolutely negative about this president. Is it any wonder he has any kind of approval rating at all?
You know, given his coverage in the I call it the dinosaur media, it's remarkable that he's even still in office. I mean, It's not, you know, a little biased, you know, 55 negative, 45 positive, or 60-40, or 70-30. It's like 90. I think the last figure I saw was 94 to 6. 94
yes.
Negative to 6 positive.
Yeah.
Something like this. I mean, it's amazing this guy's not been, you know, carried out, you know, thrown in a van and driven off the property of the White House. If the media just told the facts about what this president does, I think his popularity would be probably somewhere in the 60s or 70s. Mm-hmm. But so many facts are either not covered at all, which is the easiest thing to do. I mean, the easiest aspect of media bias is just don't tell people what happened. Mm-hmm. Or they twist it, tear it apart like taffy, and you get a completely inaccurate picture of what's taken place. I mean, everything this man does is just couched in the most negative terms possible.
Exactly.
And I appreciated the times back under Reagan where we had something which I called, we call media bias, which is you hear what the news is, but they'll give you some reason why it's a bad deal. So they'll talk about some program he started, and then they show a grandma in a wheelchair, and she cries and says how her life is being ruined. But at least you know what the policy was. Now we have something brand new, which is total fabrication. They just invent things. They come up with stories which are totally fabricated. For example, on the very first day he was in office, we heard that the president removed the bust of Martin Luther King from the Oval Office. Nothing like that happened. It was covered by a screen where they're taking some pictures or something like this, and the Time magazine correspondent ran off and said, oh, my God, he's removed the bust of MLK. He could have asked the press secretary, why did the president do this? The press secretary would have said, actually, no, that didn't happen, and the story never would have never gotten out. Instead, he runs off with what he assumes this evil, racist Klansman at the red tie did. That story gets out, and then they had to spend X number of hours trying to stamp it out, and the Time magazine guy apologized. There are probably people in this country who still think the first thing Trump did when he got to the Oval Office was to remove the statue, the bust of MLK. Nothing like that ever happened.
Well, and this is what offers credence to Trump's reminder that we're dealing with fake news, because they do things like this. CNN manufacturing stories, and, it's just been an endless array because of their, their disdain of Donald Trump. They've abandoned all sense of morality and, journalistic ethos.
Morality and ethos and just basic practice. I mean, I started working on newspapers in my junior high school. I was the editor of the town crier at Paul Revere Junior High. In our class, we learned, okay, if you're going to run something, check the facts and see if it's accurate. I mean, I learned this in ninth grade.
Right.
These people are not operating at the ninth grade level of journalism.
Yeah. Well, it's like everything's been reduced to, remember when we were kids growing up, the National Enquirer? You had all these rumors and unsubstantiated stories flying around. 17 million people had it on their, bathroom floors as they were reading every day. Kind of amazing. But that's, sadly, it's what journalism has reduced itself. And I feel for those professional journalists who are trying to hold to some modicum of a dignity and professionalism when they're misrepresented by these editors and some of these fast and loose reporters.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. You do see too broad a brush. There are some good journalists there who are doing the right thing and trying to be accurate, at least maintain high school levels of journalism at a minimum. But you look at the leading publications, the Washington Post in part, I don't even use their name anymore, the big paper here in Manhattan on 8th Avenue. If we were not on the radio, I'd use some more colorful language I'm using now. And again, they just, at best, they twist things, at worst, they invent things. And this is what passes for journalism these days, very sadly.
DeRoy, I think that after everything's all said and done, the Democrats are going to look back on 4 days of this convention and say, wow, we blew it. We could have done such a better job, even though, hey, this is unusual. We got a virtual convention going on. But, they're being carried by all these networks and stations and the message that they're putting out there. I mean, they're missing out on talking about their policies and their ideas, and it's really pathetic. But maybe they don't want to talk about some of the things like Joe Biden on school choice, for example.
Well, sure. Maybe they will feel it's better to keep these things themselves, and people think, oh, they're moderates, they'll be great. And then they come in and, open up the Pandora's box, and out will come the rotten policies. I mean, I imagine Joe Biden doesn't want parents and grandparents and people who care about our education system to know that he said, I'm quoting, I'm not a charter school fan because it takes away the options available and money for public schools. He said that in South Carolina during the primaries. And he also said, if I'm president, charter schools are gone. And he's hostile to charter schools. He's hostile to school choice. He signed up with this sort of platform with Bernie Sanders, who's no moderate, as you know. And one of the planks in that platform is for the complete defunding of the Washington, D.C. school voucher program, which was signed into law by President G.W. Bush, and Obama Biden tried for 8 years to kill it. It was restored, thankfully, by the Republicans in Congress, and President Trump just, I believe, funded it to the tune of $40 million, if I'm not mistaken, which should carry it out for another 10 years or so. And Biden is, and Harris and Sanders are committed, if they become elected, to kill that program and send these kids in one of the worst government school systems in America back into the rotten government schools and end their opportunity maybe to learn something and maybe to make something of themselves. And they do all this to keep the teachers' unions happy, which American Federation of Teachers, AFT, since 1990, they've given 99.1% of their money to Democrats. 99.1%. And the Democrats, yeah, they purchased all, you know, I'll give them that. At least they, you know, they know who their clients are and they stay loyal to them.
Well, and again, it was quite revealing. The teachers in L.A., one of the demands they had was they wanted all charter schools, all vouchers to be done away with, right? And they've already siege-worked these schools anyway, in a sense, because the public schools are still getting money. And Betsy DeVos said, well, maybe we shouldn't be giving you money because you're not working. We're not filling the classrooms. Maybe we should cut back on it. Whoa, my goodness, did you hear a squeal? But they themselves are stretching this out, I believe, in part, particularly in California, because they're siege working these private schools because they're not making money. I mean, the parents aren't paying tuition out of the goodness of their heart. The kids aren't in class. They're not paying for private school tuition or for charter schools.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And these folks have said, you know, another one of the planks that would be very injurious to charter schools, according to Biden and Bernie Sanders' platform, they require charter schools, charter school authorizers, and the management companies to abide by the laws and regulations applicable to traditional public schools. Well, that's like saying, okay, we're going to take a bird and cut its wings off and expect it to fly. You know, the whole point of a charter school is that you can avoid a lot of these regulations that have tied down the regular government schools. They can't perform well, and if you make the charter schools abide by the same exact rules as the regular government schools, they basically become regular government schools with all the problems and with, unfortunately, the largely very poor performance record of which we're all painfully aware from coast to coast.
As we've been saying, what the Democrats are telling us and what they're not telling us is quite revealing if you have a critical ear and you listen to what they are saying. For example, their formation of Kamala Harris is some sort of moderate. How can you fit her in that mold when she's anything but her public record indicates that, you know, she's left of Bernie Sanders?
It is remarkable how the media, again, you can't call this anything other than a lie. Again, this so-called paper of record called her a, quote, pragmatic moderate. George Stephanopoulos says she comes to the middle of the road, moderate wing of the Democrat Party. The Washington Post went even farther. They called her, quote, a small-c conservative. Amazing. I expect somebody's going to come up and say she's a Hayekian and she, you know, reads Milton Friedman before she goes to sleep at night. In fact, she was ranked by GovTech. They looked at the GovTrack, excuse me, members of the U.S. Senate. The number one person is the most conservative and ranked them 1 to 100. Number 99 was Bernie Sanders with a score of 0.02, and number 100 was Kamala Harris with a score of 0.00. So I don't know how you look at somebody with a conservative score of 0.00 and say that she's anything other than the single most liberal left-wing member of the United States Senate. It doesn't get any further left. She's all the way to the wall left. John Stossel did a very interesting approach. He took a look at the spending promises of the major Democrat major candidates for.
We got about 25 seconds left there, Dwight. Go ahead.
Quick. The second biggest spender was Bernie Sanders. Biggest spender was Kamala Harris, $4.16 trillion in spending promises. She outspent Bernie Sanders by 4.7%. So I don't see how you look at her and think of her as anything other than a far left Democrat. And there's nothing centrist, moderate, or small c conservative about her.
Facts are obvious, aren't they? He's a Fox News contributor, National Review Online contributing editor.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that